I'm in the studio now. I'm in the booth. All right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Welcome to the Webster Style Magazine podcast. This is episode number 17, and I'm your host, Eldon Hawks. And let me tell you, we're a little bit late this month. Thank you for being with us, but so many things have happened and been going on this month. Here on the East Coast of the U.S., spring has finally sprung, so I'm happy after the winter we just endured, and that looks have us looking forward to a lot of colors, a lot of thinner fabrics. Don't have to bundle up as much. We've just been on the go lately, and as of this recording, yesterday and Friday we went down to AwesomeCon in Washington D.C., the second annual AwesomeCon, and it was, well, I say it lived up to its name in that it was awesome. It was at least 10 to 20 times larger than it was last year. A host of celebrity guests from The Walking Dead, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so on and so forth. But Harry and I got a chance to talk with Steve Niles. Steve Niles is the creator of 30 Days a Night. Now, I'm a big horror movie fan, big movie fan in general, but a big horror movie fan. And vampires have always been my favorite monster. And the past couple of years, vampires have been, to quote a, or I should say, for a nice term, neutered in the scariness and sort of effect with them glittering in the sunlight and all that kinds of crap that movies have done and books have done lately. Well, 30 Days a Night came out a couple years ago, and it was, in my opinion, probably one of the most quintessential vampire movies to come out in the past 5 or 6 years. But Steve Niles created the actual comic graphic novel that the original movie is based off of. So I got a chance to ask him the question I've always wondered. How does he feel about how his books were translated from the printed page to the medium of movies? So take a listen to what he has to say, and we'll come right back.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is H and Eldon. We're down here at AwesomeCon.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's Friday and it's nice and quiet right now. It's going to be a nut house tomorrow. So while we had a little bit of time, we're going to talk to Mr. Steve Niles.
Steve Niles.
See? Go ahead, throw it out there, man.
Okay, all right. So, excuse my ignorance, but until the other day, I really didn't realize that the second movie to 30 Days a Night was actually based off of another graphic novel.
Yeah, they did their best to hide it.
But, okay, yeah. Just my ignorance, but I wanted to ask you, as a fan of the movies and of the series, how do you feel about the transition from the printed media to the film media?
On the first one, I was really happy, because I mean, they really did their best to, David Slade and Sam Raimi did their best to fight with the studio to make it accurate to the comic.
Right.
Because when Sam Raimi had done Spider-Man, so he knew he'd make the fans happy. Don't stray from the material too much. So, you know, so I was really lucky with that. On the second one, it was direct to DVD. I got handed to different people. It went from a $30 million budget to $2 million, I think. So Los Angeles was filmed in Vancouver, and it just...
Did you say shoestring budget?
Oh, yeah.
That don't even sound like shoestring anymore.
Yeah, it was so small, and really, my name's on it, but I didn't have anything to do with it, so...
I don't feel bad because I haven't finished watching it yet. Okay.
No, read the book. I mean, the book.
Yeah, that's why I'll pick up the book.
And
yeah.
They really didn't follow it.
Okay.
So that was my biggest problem, they didn't follow the book. Okay.
And I hope you enjoyed the interview with Steve Niles. It was really cool being able to talk to him and to get inside the creative process, in addition to really see how the medium of comics and literature gets translated to the screen, and how creators sometimes have a lot of input and you have people fighting for you and want to get it exactly the way that you wrote it, and other times they just want to take the name and use a lot of creative license to do what they want, and you see the creators aren't always happy with that. So thank you to Steve for that interview. We got a couple of interviews that are coming up over the next couple of podcasts from AwesomeCon, both here and at our affiliate site, the Next Issue Podcast. So we would like to thank specifically Tony Cottrell from Advent Comics. It was really great seeing him and talking with him. Heather Larkin from Lark Animation. She's doing some really cool stuff, so check out our interview with her coming up soon. Dr. Sheena C. Howard, she wrote this great book about the history of African Americans doing comics and comic strips particularly, or specifically I should say. So it was really cool talking to her and get more insight on what she's doing and what sort of history is behind that. So look out for those in the next few weeks. I want to say thank you to everyone that entered the Instagram contest we had a few weeks ago where we gave away 2 bow ties from KingKravitz.com. I just want to shout out our winners, Manuel Fong and Justice McCray. Hope you guys are enjoying your bow ties from Instagram. It seems like you guys are really enjoying them. So thank you again for supporting the site. And I hope you're listening right now for your shout out. Now, April has been a busy month, as I alluded to earlier in the podcast. We've had a couple of very interesting posts come up. We had a new Women of Webster post featuring Martinique Jennings, a resident of the Virginia Beach area, young woman, songstress, makeup artist, who is utilizing YouTube as a platform for not just her singing, but also her makeup tips. So she's very much full of life, full of exuberance. So check out her interview. We also did a couple of different Bowtie Thursday features so far this month. One featuring the Bowtie Club, been around for 20 years, based out of Maryland. They have bowtied everyone from your common man to presidents and Supreme Court justices. So check out their post. And then also recently we looked at Baccarelli Inc. and they have a large assortment of bow ties, not just bow ties, but bow ties, skinny ties, silk ties, regular neckties. So they had a lot of cool stuff going on the site, so we decided to feature them. And upcoming shortly, by the end of the month, we should have a review of the Headblade shaving system. Our affiliate Damon is currently testing it out because I do not have a bald head. So I needed to find somebody who had a bald head to test it out, and he's really liking it so far. So look forward to his review coming up soon. Now, one of the major things that have come out lately in the tech world-wise is Windows Phone 8.1. If you are not familiar with this website at all, then you probably don't know I am a pretty big Windows Phone enthusiast. Personally speaking, the new update came out, and I have liked it a lot. I have some criticisms of it because I feel as though some of the changes make it closer akin to Android and iOS. Some people like that, some people don't. But some of the major features, I'll just go down the list really, really quickly, are going to be you now have a more fully functional personal digital assistant in the vein of Siri and Google Now. The best way I've described it is that it takes the best of Google Now and Siri and merges it into one, and it's called Cortana. And those of you who are familiar with Halo, you already know who Cortana is. If not, Cortana is the AI system in Master Chief in the Halo series. I have to say, from using Siri and using Google Now on other devices, Cortana is a pleasant surprise over the original voice system, which didn't do as much, and I had a lot of third-party apps that did some of the functionality that Cortana now does. So the notebook function, where you can put in what you wanted to know, is really useful. You don't have to worry about it going through your whole system if you don't want it to, and uploading everything to the cloud. Everything is locally, so the security is there as well. The voice dictation, as far as reminders, emails, text messages, is light years better than what it used to be. So that's great. The battery life is a little bit better on the phone. It's also way faster, and it's interesting because Windows Phone was already fast to begin with, but the transitions, the animations between apps is at least 5 to 10 times faster than what it was. So that's great. Also with Cortana, if you snap it to the screen as a live tile, it brings up headlines of interest that you've already set. It tells you what traffic is if you've already set in a predestined place that you need to be at a certain time. It pops up just like a Google Now and lets you know when you need to leave. Traffic is like this, so it'll take you X amount of minutes to get there. It also accounts for the weather. I just looked at my phone and the weather came up of what the temperature was outside. So it's really cool. Also, is just a lot more customization with the phone than what there was before. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, you know, there are plenty of sites, WP Central, WM Power User, that you can find out more about specifics, glanceandgoradio.com. I'm pretty sure they'll have a podcast about it lately or in very soon about all of the features. But there's plenty out there. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, go check it out. Me personally, I really love it. I think it's great. It's a great step for the platform that makes it pretty much on par with everything else that's out there. So it's really awesome and great. So spring is here. And I am happy, as I alluded to before, that the winter is over, because I've seen so much snow to last me a lifetime. And I've lived through a couple of quote-unquote blizzards, and we've just gotten so much snow this year. It happens so often, it's just really a pain in the behind. So spring is here. You can bring out your light jackets, your bomber jackets. You can, don't have to bundle up in your peacoats anymore. But I was going to talk about just some style tips. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Spring is all about color. So my suggestion is wear some color. Talked about wearing pink early in the year. I personally, I like wearing purple. I like wearing blue. But pink is the time to really bring more, not pink, but spring is the time to bring more color into your wardrobe. So my tip for you this week is add more color to your wardrobe. Get some pocket squares or some really funky colors that go with your suits and your blazers to really make a bold statement when you go out. Just have some fun with it, gentlemen. So that's it for me today on the Website Magazine Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this show. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Webster Style, on Instagram at Webster Style Mag. That's the same handle for YouTube as well. Just search Webster Style Magazine or whatever you want. We'll probably pop up as well. You can also find me weekly at the nextissuepodcast.com, talking about comics, movies, games, all that pop culture stuff. You can contact us directly at info@websterstylemagazine.com, and of course you can always find us at www.websterstylemagazine.com. again, thank you very much for joining us. Be stylish, but most of all, be you.